Connecticut teens and their high schools can win up to $26,000 in prizes just by entering into a video contest. What am I talking about? Well, if you missed it, this is actually the 17th annual Teen Safe Driving video contest that is hosted by Connecticut's DMV as well as Travelers. And joining us to talk more about this is DMV Commissioner Tony Guerrera. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. I think this driving video contest is very neat. I love the fact that we do this each and every year. Talk a little bit about this.
Sure, Melissa. And thanks for having me on because, you know, this is such an important initiative for the DMV and for obviously for the teens out there because it's all about safety, right? It's about make sure our kids are protected while they're driving and to make sure that they protect themselves and other people on the road. But the teen driving contest has been in effect since the laws were changed way back in 2008. And what it's all about is that we felt as though back in 2008, under at that time was Governor Rell and the legislature, that why not have someone make a video about driving, about the concerns of being distracted, or cell phones were a big deal back at that time just coming out. And, you know, they were done by different, not so much kids, Melissa, but, you know, other types of groups were doing it. But then as the years progressed, we started saying, let's have more teens doing it because that message seemed to come across much better when it's your own peers that are doing the messaging rather than the parents or other types of groups, the advocates that are out there. So we started saying, okay, let's put it on our website. Let's go to the high schools. Let's start to get more people involved, have the kids come up with some creative ideas how to make these videos, and let's launch it and let's have a contest. And the Travelers has been behind us since day one, and the winners obviously can split up to $26,000.
I think that's awesome. And I love the fact that it went from, I'm just guessing, but, you know, something, for example, like Mothers Against Drunk Driving. You know, when you talk about organizations or advocates for safe driving, I would think something like that creating, which I'm not saying their voices don't matter. They're one of my favorite organizations, quite frankly, and the work that they do. But having it shift from advocates at the adult level to actual teens doing it, I think that's awesome. I love the fact that it shifted to the kids doing it because part of it is not just winning the money, right? I mean, part of it is actually the educational. To me, this is something that really thrusts kids into understanding safe driving and really molding, I think, the type of driver they're going to be if and when they get their driver's license.
Yeah, no, Melissa, you hit the nail on the head. It's so true because everything you said is absolutely correct. The advocates that we love, they're out there promoting safety, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, you know, whatever it may be. But when you hear it from your own friends at your age of 16 and 17 and 18, it has a much more direct effect on yourselves. We've seen some videos, Melissa, that, you know, it shows a mother and a daughter, and the next thing you know, there's a knock on the door, and you look at the mother because she knows bad news is coming. And when kids see that, it's like, hey, Melissa, you're my best friend. You know, we're 16, 17. Make sure you put that phone down when you're driving. Make sure you put your seatbelt down. Don't have kids in the car that could be distracted. If you're at a party and you know there's alcohol involved, call your parents, call Uber, call whatever it may be. We want to make sure you get home safely.
And I can't remember, I've been on WICC now, it'll be 7 years this year, but one of the years on this show, I had one of the winners on, and the video that they used, I'll just never forget it, it was incredible. This was a teenager who made this, it was incredible, but it was all of them in the car, and they were blasting music, and it was the distraction of friends in the car. And the driver's looking back, talking to this person. The music's really loud. They don't hear another car beeping, oncoming, and it smashes into the car. I don't even know how they created it, but it was unbelievable. And to me, I think that kind of learning is what sticks with you. You know, when you have mock crashes, for example, and you could certainly speak to this again. We've got the DMV commissioner here, so he knows what he's talking about. But I think when you have, you know, the experience of doing something in real time versus sitting you know, sometimes just sitting in driver's ed or hearing it from your parents, you know, make sure you're not distracted. There's something about going through the motions or seeing, you know, a mock crash or having somebody come into your school and really, you know, have that type of learning environment that I think sticks for drivers. I know for myself, the mock crash I saw freshman year at Laurelton, we're talking circa 2004. I have never had a drink and gotten in the car because of that mock crash. It was terrifying. Sure. To see one of my classmates and a good friend of mine playing a dead person who had flown through the windshield during prom night, that terrified me. And I've never to this day had a drink and then got behind the wheel of a car. To me, there's something about that.
Melissa, you're absolutely right. And I think when we look at some of these videos and you talk to your parents who talk to their children or whatever it may be, you're right. Not, you know, we could all do the talk, right? We could walk the walk, talk the talk, but experience and having real life conversations or putting people in those predicaments, right? Whether it's a mock session, whether you have an insurance company that comes to the school and they put these simulators in and they put them in there and say, this is what a 10-mile accident per hour accident feels like. This is a 30-mile, and you see that crash dummy going through the window. That hits home. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just like anything else, when you're behind the wheel for your first time, you may think it's fun and it's great, but that vehicle could instantly kill you in within a second if you don't respect it and make sure you adhere to the rules of the road.
And again, we've got the DMV commissioner here, Tony Guerrera, and we're talking about this annual video contest. It's for safe teen driving, and you could win money for your high school, which is a really big deal. I know last year we had one of our high schools in Fairfield County was a runner-up. It was New Canaan High School. And every year, you know, again, the high schools are all across Connecticut, which I think is really impressive. How do you get the message out there that, I mean, it's amazing every year. There's never the same winning school or winning town. I think that's really impressive.
Yeah, it is, because it's, you know, Melissa, I'm so glad we're talking about this, really.
Don't you love talking to me, Tony? I mean, I'm not that bad.
I do.
I'm not that terrible.
I'm serious.
You
know, you're awesome.
And,
but because I think, you know, it's funny because I could tell already, I think you really, truly can relate to a lot of this, because I think that, you know, it hits home for a lot of us sometimes. Mm. You know what I mean? We might know someone. Or, you know, as a former legislature, I was talking to Ernie Bertolfi, who runs this program. And I remember those conversations, Melissa. I was in the legislature back in 2006, 7, and 8. And it was heart-wrenching to listen to parents who lost their child.
Mm.
It just really, you sat there and you were just like numb. Do you know what I mean? Because you could feel their pain. And that's why we do things sometimes. It's not to try to take away people's ability to stay out late or whatever. It's we want to make sure you get home safely and to have a little more experience under the wheel. And let's be honest, right, Melissa? Even in your job or my job, it takes time to understand whatever you do, because experience goes a long way. And if we can help with that, and Governor Lamont, you know, he's so supportive of these initiatives because he believes that every life matters. So if we can save one life, it's worth it. We're going to keep doing it.
DMV Commissioner Tony Guerrera is with us, and we're talking about the annual Teen Safe Driving Video Contest, which you can access all the information to submit a video. You've got until February 2nd of 2026. You've got plenty of time. And really, the goal here, Tony, is that we are getting better habits, certainly, in the next generation of drivers. I mean, it's no secret we have very bad driver behavior, not just in Connecticut, but across the country since the pandemic. And we're trying to find, I think, new and creative ways to get drivers to understand it. It's not just enough knowing the laws on the books, which change constantly, but it's really being an active driver. I'm going to ask you something, and I don't know if this is plausible, because, again, where does the money come from, the $26,000 that goes to the winner?
The $26,000 comes from the Travelers, which we thank them. They've been a partner with us on this. It comes from them,
okay,
which then gets distributed to the multiple winners of the video contest.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Travelers. We appreciate you. So I am curious, especially because, like I said, we've seen really bad driver behavior. I'm wondering if at some point we expand yet again this contest. I'm not saying we shouldn't include the teens. Obviously, they're the ones who are getting the license, right? I think we should encourage middle and elementary school kids to also do some kind of contest with driving. And the reason I say this, and again, I know I'm kind of in the thick of it. I've got a second grader, but it's amazing. The Flagman campaign, which is, you know, for the slow down, move over and everything. They went to my son's elementary school this year, this past year, I should say. And let me tell you, this kid, my son's great, but he is the biggest backseat driver I've ever met in my life. And the one thing I will say, though, is that at 7 years old, I am so confident that my kid is at least already getting the knowledge and the understanding of when he's in the car with someone. If you pick up a phone, my son's going to call you out and he's going to say, pull over if you're going to be on your phone. Like, my son has no shame in saying your phone doesn't belong in your hand if you're going to be driving, or I want to get out of your car, I don't feel safe. He already advocates that at 7 years old. And I think this would be a very cool incentive to get younger kids, even if they're not driving yet or close to driving age, to do something like this.
No, that's a great point, Melissa. And it's funny because I'm listening to you and it's like, you know, here you are, you have your son in the back seat, and he's already watching what you do, right? How you behave behind the wheel. And that is so important, right? As parents, all right, do we buckle ourselves when we get in the car? Do we have the cell phone ourselves? Are we doing that where the kids can see it? So they say, hey, if mom and dad can do it, why can't I do it? So obviously, you know, parents have a huge role in this.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. If we start at an earlier age, in the middle schools even, where maybe we can have certain groups come in and talk about this. Do you know what I'm saying? Behind the wheel.
Yeah.
And not show something that's so dramatic, but have a fun way of looking at it that, you know, when you get in the car, this is what needs to happen. And be a positive moment for those children in the schools to show that as they start getting older, right, 13, 14, 15, and up to 16, that already they have a sense of what's going on out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's we make it light in the sense that my son is a huge Mario boy. He wants to grow up to be Super Mario, and we're certainly not going to stop him from dreaming that. But it's funny. He even recognized the other day we were playing Mario Kart, and he said, Mom, there might be bananas on the road, but do you notice nobody in Mario Kart has a cell phone or music playing?
See?
Right? I was like, wow, dude, that is like another dimension. How did you even notice that? I mean, he's like, no one ever rides in the car with Mario or any of his friends. There's never music playing in the car. No one's ever on a phone. And I thought, wow, that's like next level, man. That's crazy. It's true, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good
job, right?
Melissa.
I don't think I'm doing, I mean, listen, it's a village, right? It's a village. But I thought to myself, man, like it would be great to offer, because I think too, kids really, I'm learning that kids really love to feel like they are teaching or that they are empowered, and that if they have knowledge that even adults are like, wow, that's awesome. Like what you and I are doing right now, I'm going to give this to my kid and be like, look at, even the DMV commissioner was impressed with you. And, you know, and I think that means something to them. It makes them want to, you know, continue to empower others around them and to make good decisions, I think,
sure.
You know?
And it is, Melissa, because it's funny because obviously you're a lot younger than I am. I could tell already. And I say that because it's a different era for somebody like me who's older, right? When I learned how to drive, that there wasn't much distractions, to be quite honest with you.
Right.
It was just an AM, FM radio, right? The heat and the air conditioning button. And you go. Now you get in the car. It's all computerized.
Mm.
All right. Got your... You know, you've got your GPS on one end. You've got everything's electronic. You got to hit this button, hit that button.
It's true.
Do all that. And, you know, it can be distracting. Just the technology in a car alone can be distractive to an individual. Listening to it, right? Saying, take a left at over here. You're coming 300 feet to take a left at this intersection. You know what I mean? You're looking at the intersection. Is this the intersection that they're talking about? You know, to take that left. And so there's a lot of components that go into driving that, you know, again, having the experience, doing some of this, having the videos, getting with your parents at 16 or 17, when the weather starts to change, go out with them, right? When the leaves are wet and you're going out at night, it's a different scenario than on a dry day with leaves. The first snowstorm, all right? Go into that car with your child, all right? Tell them how you pump the brakes, not just slam on the brakes. Do I mean there's different ways of helping a child adapt to the conditions of the roadways that could help avoid an accident for them.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to link the website to learn more about this contest and certainly enter. I think it's an amazing opportunity, not just to win some money for the school, but again, to be part of the change that we really need on our roadways and certainly the next generation of drivers and having that knowledge. It's imperative. So I'm going to link that to this podcast with DMV Commissioner Tony Guerrera. And Tony, I want to thank you for always making the time. I know you're a busy man, but I really appreciate having conversations with you here on WICC.
No, thank you for doing this, because this sends a message across the entire state. And, you know, it's people like yourself and other individuals, because we care about our children. We care about who's out there driving. And if we can make a difference, more power to all of us, right?
I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely. Tony Guerrera, thank you so much for what you do, DMV Commissioner, and thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.